It's the Great Milan Outdoors. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is your Milan Report on 1290 WLBY. This community art project is transforming recycled doors into a visually stunning and inspiring art installation in Milan. So we thought we'd find out more about it. And joining us today, Jill Tuesley from the Milan Main Street Program, also Kim Roney from the Milan Chamber, and Kim's daughters who have been doing a great job with this, Jillian Roney, who's a senior, and Phoebe Roney, who is a sophomore. So welcome to all of you. And Jill, if you'd set the scene for us, you and Kim, because this project, how did it come about? What is it exactly?
Well, actually, Kim kind of, so we'll let her run with how it came about, because it kind of started with an inspiration she had, and we ran from there.
And of course, Kim, you are a brilliant artist. You do such gorgeous paintings. So how did this happen?
So I was visiting actually a long time Washtenaw County area art supporter and director, Jennifer Goulet. You may have recall her name.
Indeed.
Yeah. And so I was having coffee with her last spring in the thick of COVID. We met out on her patio, and she just happened to share. I had a glimpse of one of these doors that she had, and it was beautifully painted, and it was an art piece. I said, "Where did you get that?" And she said, "Oh, that's from 20 years ago. You know, we did this project." And she and I were talking. I said, "I really think that Milan would grab onto something like that. It's upcycling. It's, you know, we've got wide open spaces and places, and our community is growing and embracing arts and expression and inclusion. And I just thought it would be great for us." So I mentioned it to Jill, and you know, Jill's got a lot of energy, so I have to tap in.
Oh, Jill, you took that door and you ran right to the finish line with it. So what is this project, Great Art Doors?
I'll let Jill take it.
Okay. So basically what it is we, like you said, that we're taking recycled doors and having people paint on them and then installing them in locations throughout the community so people can walk around and see beautiful art using recycled materials. So people can actually sign up as a group, as an individual, as businesses and organization to paint a door. And you don't have to be an artist. So Kim is the artist, right? I am not an artist, but I'm still going to do a door and do my absolute best to paint it beautifully. But it's kind of a fun project for people to work together and create art. And then what ultimately happens is it brings people to our community to come around and look at this beautiful pieces of art that are throughout the community. And I think now, especially during COVID, when people want an opportunity to get out and explore that's why we really love the theme of the Great Art Doors. It was something about being outside and connecting art and using the doors that kind of brought it all together. It's just a great way to, especially I think right now, inspire people to do something with a creative outlet and with the arts. I know my son in particular, both Jillian and Phoebe are all connected to the arts somehow too. And that's been something that has been sorely lacking during COVID.
Yeah, good point. And I see families getting together and doing this. They've been looking for ways to get out and bond and you know, be outside. And it's been so difficult with COVID to do those kinds of things. And this is the perfect opportunity. And Jill, this is a fundraiser for Milan Main Street for all the programming that you put on in the downtown region of Milan to get people to come to Milan. So how does that aspect work with the Great Art Doors?
Great question. And it's actually a combined fundraiser for both the Chamber and Milan Main Street. And I think that that's something that I just wanted to give a shout out to. We, Kim and I, get to office together, and having our two organizations partner together, we've been able to produce some really fun and interesting things that we couldn't do independently, but together we're able to do. So it serves as a fundraiser for our community, because all of the revenues above and beyond what we generate will get funneled back into programming and events that the Main Street and the Chamber put on together. There are sponsorship opportunities that bring in revenue, and then the purchase of the doors themselves. So it costs people $100 to enter the Great Outdoors. That gives them the door. It also gives them an opportunity to book studio space. They don't have to take their doors at home. We actually have an outdoor area at Workhorse Realty where people are going to be able to sign up for select studio opportunities to come in and paint their doors. We provide the paint and the paintbrushes and materials they need. So we make it really, really easy for them to do it. Of course, if they want to take the door home, they can take the door home to paint. We think it'll be a really fun thing to gather people together and provide them with a place to do art, not only produce art as a community and then put it out in the community as well.
That is so cool. And you can go online and find out more information about this as well. What is that website, Jill?
MylanMainStreet.info/thegreatartdoors. And Kim, I don't know, is there a specific link from the chamber page too? Because you can get both locations.
I think right now we're linked to your page, but you can go to our Facebook page, the Area Chamber, and all of the, there's a PDF you can download, and there's a new newsletter that has a more thorough description of like times when people could sign up to paint. We have just, I think our studio dates right now are May 1 through 8, but we will add more studio dates. We kind of, you know, this is a new thing for us where we're kind of trying to figure out like how long does, are people painting and how much time do they need to look at on time? And people will be able to paint doors all the way through May. I think if you came and picked up a door in the next couple of weeks, you could have it, I think we figured, until June 7th. So there's a good amount of time. There's no rush. We're, you know, we want a lot of participation. The cool thing about the doors too is that they're two-sided and they're going to be displayed with stakes out in the open, so people will be able to see both sides. So if you have a small group, like a, you know, a Girl Scout troop or an athletic group or a dance group or a family group, whatever, they can spread out and paint a couple sides. Our paint stations, we're figuring about four people per paint station with max. And we're going to have the paints all set up in pallets. We have a couple of awesome retired teachers that are helping us operate the studio. And they're amazing. And so they're helping us get it all. The pallets will, all the paints will be like in a pizza box, and you'll get your brushes and you'll just go to work. So.
I love this. This is such a clever idea. And what a great community builder as well. Talking with Kim Roney, who heads up the Milan Area Chamber of Commerce. Also Jill Tuesley, who heads up the Milan Main Street Program. And also with us, finally getting to the fun stuff here, we've got a sophomore in high school, Phoebe Roney, and a senior in high school, Jillian Roney, joining us as well. These are Kim's daughters, and obviously the paintbrush doesn't fall far from the palette when it comes to the Roney home, I'll tell you. So girls, you guys have already shown us kind of how to do this. Jillian, you have actually a business called Bold Brush Windows. Tell me a little bit about how you and Phoebe have been working together to collaborate to show the community the very first door, I guess, that was put up.
Well, Phoebe painted the door to kind of display how, like, painting the door would work. That's, I believe, or it's it's displayed at the Milan Chamber office, and I did the logo for the whole campaign on the window to kind of, she gave the example of what the doors would look like, and I painted on the outside to give the title of the campaign.
And this isn't really the first time you've done windows before, right, Jillian? You've done this.
No, it's not. my business is a little over a year old now. When the pandemic hit, I had, I believe it's Workhorse Realty, contacted me and asked me to paint their windows, something, a message to the 2020 senior, since his son was graduating and I knew his son. He was like, "Can you give a message to the seniors on my windows?" And me and a friend of mine, Rachel Gooden, stepped up and we painted the windows. And from there, we had a couple more businesses ask us to paint their windows. And that's kind of where the business came
from.
Wow,
that's really cool. Well, congratulations to you as a young person actually starting a business with your passion and talent. Phoebe, tell me what your door looks like that's in the chamber window.
Yeah, so one side of it is based off of one of my favorite movies, which is Howl's Moving Castle. There's a scene where it's this beautiful, like, flower field with a mountain in the back. And I was like, well, I can paint one side that. So that's what I did. I believe it's the side facing the Hungry Howies is that. And then the other side is kind of just this. My mom always paints, like, these big, beautiful pictures of flowers. So I thought that I could somehow, like, put that but into my own style. So I added some of that. And then, yeah.
But did you use a knife to paint with, like your mother is so famous for?
No, no, no. I'm not that talented. talented. I used brushes. I bought, my mom bought me like this little pack of these different shaped brushes. So I just used that.
Oh, how wonderful. So that was a great start to the great art doors. Have you had a lot of comments at the chamber office, Kim, about this?
Yeah. I mean, people are stopping to take notice and, you know, they always know something's coming next around the bend. I think Jill and I, between the two of us, we always have something going on. And I think the events are always great when we partner, and this is a perfect
you know, partner. And that's so true. I don't know how Milan does this other than the spirit of the town is so incredible. And you two ladies in particular, orchestrating these kinds of things, because other towns that are even bigger that are struggling with these issues, how do you get people downtown? How do you fill up spaces? How do you get people interested in what you have to offer in your community? And you found a really good solution to that, Jill and Kim, I think, that is a driving force for getting people into Milan. Milan's a small community. How many residents do you have in Milan, approximately?
The population of the city proper is just under 6,000.
Wow.
Much bigger in the entire 48160. But yeah. It's a small community.
You've really developed. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I was going to say, so the 48160, I think, has a little over 14,000. So our footprint for our zip code is pretty big, but we go from the city where we have some density to, as you know, Milan is very rural. We have a lot of agriculture. We have a lot of wide open spaces. So our density really slips off. But the thing that I think is really cool about us working together, one is that the chamber represents members in the entire 48160 and even a few that step just outside of that. So we really pay attention to try to market, you know, Dexter Corridor and Edgetown over where OG is and Kroger Plaza and, you know, Milan Elevator is down, you know, south on Wabash. So the cool thing about this project is you'll see doors very similar to our Deck the Trees that we did right before the holidays. You'll see doors installed in various places in town. And it helps, I think, our community feel more knit together, and it shows our camaraderie and our fellowship and our teamwork for our community. And I really think that's really what Milan's all about.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, in fact, you're going to have eight different locations, right, where doors could be perched, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think one of the things that Kim was hitting on and that you were asking about too, Lucy, is what we have found is that it's all about connection. And a few years ago when the city of Milan was rolling out a whole new branding campaign, their tagline was connect with what matters. And that really resonated with me because I thought as a person that grew up in a small town themselves, the reason that town meant something to me is I felt connection to the people and to the place. And I think that everything that Main Street does and everything that we work with the chamber to do, we try to kind of create that sense of connection to make people care about what they're doing, that they feel that sense of connection and that pride in place.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference. And with this, there's all sorts of opportunity to connect, whether you're connecting with people painting outside on your doors, or you end up seeing a door that's painted by somebody that you know, or discovering somebody new as a result of that. It just creates connection. Also, given that we're in COVID, that loss of connection has been so deeply felt that having these types of things make a huge difference.
Yeah, good point. We're talking to Jill Tuesley, Kim Roney from Jill's with the Milan. We were talking about other communities. Milan Main Street Program and Kim with the Milan Chamber of Commerce. The great art doors involving individuals, families, friends, businesses, or groups of any kind to create a work of art from a repurposed door. But we need some ideas here. So we've got some experts with us as well. And these are the Roney sisters, Jillian and Phoebe. Phoebe, you actually did the door that's hanging in the chamber window right now, and you described it for us, but what would you recommend people do? Because the door is a kind of a big swath for someone to tackle. It's not just a little piece of paper to draw on. So how should we go about this?
I feel like you should definitely choose something that you enjoy. Like, I really enjoy flowers, so that's what I chose. And I think that I'm decently good at painting them, so that's also why I chose that. So I feel like that you should probably pick something that you enjoy, because they do take a long time. And depending on how complex your design is, you might take like 2 hours to like 8 hours.
And Jillian, what advice do you have?
I definitely think you should choose something you enjoy. But I also think about when I paint certain things, something that is easy for you to do, but also incorporates lots of color, especially since these are going to be displayed around the community. I think painting something that can draw the eye to it and draws people to the outdoors would be something really cool. Like Phoebe did flowers. You could also do parts of the community that you really enjoy, like the playground, or you could have children playing or something like that. Especially since this campaign is about people coming back out to our communities, trying to incorporate parts of our town that you really enjoy, I think would be a good idea to paint.
Well, and then, you know, that's a really good point, because as we were talking about a connection, Jill was talking about the connection to the community and feeling that, you know, that sense of connection in place of where you are at the moment. That can do it when you have that kind of artwork there. Obviously, the doors must be in good taste, appropriate for viewing by the public and families, must be absent of profanity, political and advertising messages, and no frightening or scary or violent entries are being accepted either. Jill, where did the doors come from, though, these repurposed doors?
Kim has been hauling her truck around from location to location. So we actually put out a call to say, got doors, and would you be willing to donate them? And we have collected, I think, nearly 75 doors so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Of people, and we were fully prepared to have to go out and buy some doors, but people are like, no, we have doors. So we've been collecting them, and Workhorse Realty has been gracious enough to let us use their space to store them in there. And the community's just been coming out saying, we have doors that we've taken down. We didn't know what to do. You can use them.
So Kim, how heavy are those doors?
It's a good thing that I had my vehicle, because, you know, I do art fairs also for a living. It's been resting this last year, so I put the seats down and we load them up. But they're pretty. Some of them are pretty heavy and some of them are hollow, and really they all work. You know, it doesn't matter if they have little panes for glass or no panes for glass. Some of them we've had to take the glass out of. So I think it just is kind of spurs creativity when you have something bit different to work on.
I think you're right. And I think back to that beautiful installation you did of sunflowers that was in Art Prize everyone was talking about. And that was an incredible installation. I still don't know how you got it up to Grand Rapids.
So, my dad helped do that. Yeah.
Oh, bless dads. I love that. So this is just such a cool event. It's going on in Milan. You can get your door. It's $100. If you bring your own door, it's $90. The registration fee covers all costs of managing, organizing, and installing the exhibit. Additional proceeds will go to support the events, programs, and work of both the Milan Area Chamber and the Milan Main Street organizations. We wish you well. Girls, I want to know what you want to do upon graduation. Jillian?
When graduation happens, I will probably continue painting windows for businesses around Milan, and I will be working in the summer with my mom and just trying to get ready to go to college.
Where are you going?
Yeah. I am going to University of Michigan. I'm going to be a novice rower on their rowing team.
Oh, congratulations. Are you going to be in the art school?
Yes, I'm going to be in the LSNA program. I'm actually going as a film major. Though I love to paint, it's more of a passion of mine that I'd like to pursue to kind of express myself in a different way. The kind of career I'd like to pursue is, though visual, is more of a storytelling.
Michigan has a great film program, so that's wonderful. And Phoebe, what about you? You've got a few years to go, but what are your desires?
I'm going to continue on in senior year in Milan High School, and then hopefully I'll get into a college. But what I want to pursue is architecture. So,
wow. Following in their mom's footsteps with the creative nature of that. We wish both of you well. Jillian and Phoebe Roney, Kim Roney from the Milan Area Chamber of Commerce, Jill Tuesley from the Celine Main Street program. And by the way, if you're interested in hiring Jillian, Bold Brush Windows is her company. Bold Brush Windows, she's on Instagram as well. And of course, you can go on the Milan Main Street website. Give that address again, Jill, to find out more about the great art doors.
MilanMainStreet.info/the Myland-great-artdoors.
All right. I know this is going to be a big success. Looking forward to roaming around Myland and seeing all the great artwork from the community members. You don't have to be an artist to participate. You just have to love your community. Thank you so much, ladies. Great talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our Myland Report today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.